We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and I'm here with John Clark, a professor of telecommunications at the University of Kentucky. And John, on another angle on the spyware issue is what you do about it. And, you know, there's usually two kinds of solutions proposed. Legal solutions, legislation, make things a crime, mm-hmm. or technical solutions, figure mm-hmm. out how to stop people from doing what they're doing.
Right.
In the area of spam, they're struggling with that now. It's clear that you need a combination of legal and technical because neither can plug the hole by itself. Would you say that's the way it is with spyware as well?
Yeah, it's a little different though. With spam, you have to tell the truth, there are no technological solutions that are absolutely foolproof, other than filters, which are imperfect. The real question with spam is, what's the ultimate intent of the spam message? You know, so some of it's simply an annoyance factor. Other spam is meant to defraud you in some way, and there's actually been a case right there in Virginia that's just been decided within the last week or so, as I'm sure you're aware, where the new Virginia spam law convicted a couple of North Carolinians, and so one guy is going to prison for 9 years for spamming, and his accomplice, his sister, it's a brother and sister team, is getting fined about $7,500.
Nine years, that's more than you get for assault these days, isn't it?
9 years, and I think the state of Virginia wants to send a pretty specific message to spammers out there. And, of course, these people made the mistake of remaining within the continental United States and using servers here in the States, and that thus making them subject to U.S. law. You know, the big problem, of course, is all those offshore spammers and servers that we can't touch. But the spyware question is another matter. As we've discussed before, there are so many different reasons that people attempt to install spyware on your computer. And it may be just to redirect you to websites. It may be to steal your account numbers and your passwords and all that kind of thing. So there have been some recent legislative efforts to make spyware illegal, so that downloading any software of which you're not aware becomes a crime. But the FTC, interestingly enough, has just sent a message earlier this week to the Congress saying, please lay off of the anti-spyware legislation, because essentially they're saying, you guys don't know enough about it to write any intelligent law, and there's no telling what mistakes you might make, what problems you might cause. Their position is that it's fraud, and the FTC regulates and prosecutes fraud. And they also point out that recent spyware prosecutions, successful prosecutions, have been made under current existing law that didn't have anything to do with any specific anti-spyware legislation.
Well, let me stop you and ask you, though. Whenever I've had to deal with spyware, and particularly one something that infects your computer that you can't get rid of, because you know the other names for these things are also adware and malware.
Right.
M-A-L from the Latin root bad.
Mm-hmm, right.
And some of the malware is really difficult to extract from your computer. The standard spyware programs don't do it, and you have to go out and find the fix. And it's not always trivial. I've had at least one case that took me quite a while. The average computer user would never have gotten through it, I don't think. So
think
what is
yeah.
when I'm that upset, I say, wait a minute, what is wrong with banning anyone from loading a program that I don't approve? Meaning, you could even give permissions, like when you've got automatic updates, right? You've got live update type capabilities on a program on your computer. You could set that permission early on, and so that would be okay. I don't understand. I mean, where do you come down on this? Are there really these so many unintended consequences that Congress shouldn't mess with this, or do you think the FTC is carrying some industry's water?
Oh, I don't know if that's the case. I believe that they're trying to protect their turf more than anything else. But it is true that the Congress sometimes makes laws that really complicate the situation and have unintended consequences.
Like the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998.
Especially like the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which made it illegal for me to make a copy of a CD that I bought myself.
Well, and of course, there they really were listening to industry at that point and not citizens groups and individual grassroots stuff, because they really have taken away some of our fair use rights.
But now, you look at it this way. I get a ton of unsolicited mail, snail mail, every day. Catalogs, solicitations from charities, all kinds of things.
You're talking postal, when you say snail mail, of course, that's postal mail.
The postal service.
Yes, exactly, that's right. True.
Okay, that's not illegal.
No, but someone is paying the postal service to carry that. See,
true.
My other solution to the spam problem is if we could start charging 1/100th of a cent for each email message over 50 you send a day, right? The average user wouldn't pay anything. If you could figure out a way to administer something like this, the average user wouldn't pay anything. But these people that send millions of messages a day, there would be a cost now.
Right.
You'd raise it until it actually covered the cost of spam in the network, and hopefully that would be beyond their break-even point, but it probably wouldn't be, because they don't need many hits to make it worth their while.
Well, they wouldn't do it if it wasn't effective on some level.
Absolutely.
But I think you hit on it when you said if there was any way this could be effectively enforced. And that is the big difference with computers and the Internet. Technology just marches on, that's cliche, at a tremendous pace, though. Things change so rapidly, and for every fix or every security measure that's implemented, it's just a matter of days, sometimes only hours, before it's cracked and another route is found around it, or a new method is found, and there's just simply no way to keep up with it. You know, that's why, in general, I'm in favor of criminal prosecution or legal methods to stop it rather than technological methods, because I'm not sure that they will ever be effective, that they'll ever stay ahead of the curve.
Well, let's talk about that relative to spyware and spam when we come back.